Like the night girl. Fuck. And how are you suddenly so tight? You play the part well. I never thought you much of a thespian.
Oh, stop, my king. You're too big for me. Oh, it hurts so much. Oh.
Yeah?
Ow.
You like gonna stretch your virgin cunt with my big horse cock?
No, I was promised to Edgar. Please.
Kinky woman. Goddess is gonna make me come so fast.
Yes. Please come, my king. Quick.
Yes, girl, here it comes. I'm gonna fill this tight twat. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Guys. Yes, fill me up, please. Quick.
Oh, Adeline. Fuck me. Shit. I gotta piss. Real bad.
No, no, no. Edgar will kill me. Queen Adeline will kill me. Father will kill me. No.
Vera.
Oh, Willard, my husband.
I'm happy to see you, but... why are you here in Valenduk? Havenfell needs leadership.
I was worried about you, my love.
I should be worried about you, here in this house of whores and other undesirables.
I took care of her knight better than you ever have.
Leave us, Lishbe.
As you wish.
Worried about me? I don't believe you.
Willard. I must confess something to you.
You came all this way for a confession?
Not at first. Your bastard son and I... we've been fucking behind your back.
What?
Are you mad, my love?
Mad? I'm furious. I'll kill the boy. I'll run him through and have his head on a pike... the gates of Havenfell.
Now you know exactly how I felt when you brought that motherless child to our home to raise alongside her daughter.
I
also know about you and Queen Adeline.
But how?
There are eyes and ears all over this vile city.
It's not what it seems, my love.
Burn you, Willard.
She threatens Selena. I had no choice.
Oh, and how about Amos's whore mother? Did she threaten you? A blade to your throat as you blew a load inside her?
No. No, that was different.
Leave.
Vera, no. Please.
I'm going back to Havenfell. It needs a true ruler. Not you, or Amos, or anyone else. A true knight. It's mine.
Vera!
Well, back to being the arm of the king, I suppose.
You poisoned her mind. If you can have her, then no one should. Am I right?
Oh, I had her. But you've broken her now. Nothing will stop her. No. Now. Not ever. Unless.
Unless what? Speak!
I must leave. Excuse me, Lord Knight.
Vera, my love. I may not be able to save you. But I swear, I'll keep Selena safe. No matter.
Woman, there you are.
Oh, my dear husband and king. What has you up at this hour? I thought you liked to sleep well past midday after a night of whoring and boozing.
Come now, Addy. Don't pretend like we didn't have a great night together last night.
We did we? You came in drunk, as usual, and fell asleep mumbling about... Well, I can never be sure what you're saying when you're in such a state.
Ah, playing it coy, a secret for the bedroom. I just need to know, how did you make your cunt feel so tight?
Did we fuck last night?
Were you drunk too? Well, I suppose you must have been if you agreed to what we did. You should drink more often, Eddie.
Oh, my king, I'm sorry. I really was so inebriated. Would you kindly remind me what we did?
Remember, I came in, and you pretended to be the night girl, protesting and moaning in pain as if you were a fresh virgin?
Oh. I did that for you. Well, I simply must have blacked out.
I didn't think you could act so well, but goddess's tits, I'd even consider foregoing the brothel if you could act like that every time we fuck.
Would you excuse me, my husband? I must attend some queenly business.
Of course, Addy. I shall see you tonight. Maybe you could pretend to be yourself when you were a virgin. Ha! You must have been, what, 12? 13?
A king and a jester. Very good, my dear husband. Farewell.
Sister, there you are.
Brother.
Oh, you got fire in your eyes. Someone's head about to roll.
I do very much hope so. Either way, I think our plans may have changed. Things just... got a little more convoluted.
Shall I leave you to it?
No. Come.
My queen.
Wait by the door, Cassius.
What are you...
Just wait.
Fine.
Miss Knight?
Oh, my queen. Are you well?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And how do you fare on this glorious morning? Do you feel... oh, I don't know, more of a woman?
Oh, I'm not quite a woman yet, my queen.
I see. So, if I were to say, pull your sheets back, I wouldn't see bloodstains?
No.
Ah. Would you like to rethink your answer?
I'm sorry. My queen, please.
Why are you so nervous, my dear? I'm happy, that my son took your virginity. It's a happy day.
Yes, it was Edgar. He came in last night, and, well, I couldn't refuse him.
Oh, there you go. Lying to me again. Trying to deceive a queen is not a bright idea, girl.
I'm not! I would never lie to you!
So, if I were to call Edgar in here, he would confess that this was his work?
I...
Answer me!
No. No, please, my queen, I'm sorry.
Who did it?
It was the king. He came in drunk and thought I was you. I couldn't stop him.
There. Was that so hard?
Please don't have me executed, my queen.
Oh, sweet girl, shh. Of course not. You're the victim here. It's my husband that should be punished.
Please don't tell anyone. Don't tell Edgar or my father.
I will deal with the situation, Selena. It will all be over soon.
Thank you, my queen.
Now, you be a good girl and try not to fuck my husband again. He gets enough pussy as it is, and you deserve better.
I'm so glad you're queen. You're like a mother to me.
Indeed. I shall return. I want you to kill that girl, Cassius.
Murder Selena Knight? Are you mad?
She fucked my husband.
Oh. But when have you ever cared about that? You let him whore all the time, and you never bat an eye.
I want them all dead. Find out who he has fucked and have them dealt with. Every single one.
In that case... shall I end you too? He does fuck you after all.
You know what a cold blade to my throat does to me.
Yeah. I know how wet it makes your cunt.
Perhaps you won't kill Selena. I have another idea. One that keeps your hands mostly clean.
Do tell, sister.
Oh, I shall, but... first, I need you to empty these balls inside your sister's soaked, needy cunt.
Oh, as my queen commands.
Mother?
Yes, it's me, my son. Did you sleep well?
Oh, Mother, I've never slept so well in my life. Having you here makes me feel so content. Like there are no worries. I don't even fear the coming white death.
That's all I ever wanted. I do so wish I could stop it. I really do. I'm sorry.
Never apologize for anything. Ever.
I just want you to feel a moment of bliss before it comes. No one is safe. Not even my own son. The Eight Kingdoms will fall. Nature will do as it must to protect itself. And that means eradicating all life from the surface of this world. Humanity is a plague.
Is there a way I can help?
Oh? You would really offer your sword to the White Death?
If it cannot be stopped, then it is destiny. No man can fight fate. And I want to protect you, Mother. I don't want the White Death to take you. Not after what you've done for me.
Sweet, sweet boy. The White Death will never take me.
Oh, Mother, I ache for you. Every second my cock is not inside you burns. My whole body hurts.
I'm sorry, my boy. Sometimes the magic does that. Only one man was able to be with me and survive, you know. That's why you're special to me.
I... I don't understand.
No. You never will. Not something for mortal minds.
Mother, please.
Oh, poor boy. All you want is a soaking, wet cock. Very well.
Oh, yes, Mother. Oh, Goddess. Yes. Put me back where I came from.
Just lay back, my son. Relax. Let Mother take care of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Always so hard for me.
How can I not be... It would be an insult to be unerect around you, Mother. I'll execute any man that is not.
You'd kill for me.
I'd kill anyone and everyone for you, Mother. Oh.
God. But it won't be necessary. If only you could remain alive.
Please, Mother, I can do... so much more for you alive than dead.
I'll miss this hard cock. No matter. I can make another.
I don't understand.
Oh, my son. I'm not only your mother. I am more. I have lived since the beginning of time. The beings of this age name me Anglia, the goddess of the North.
Goddess? My mother? A goddess?
That's right. But my true name is something different. A name incomprehensible to you. It translates to Herald of the White Death.
Oh, no.
It must be done. Now come for me, boy. I have other things to attend to. Good boy.
Mother, please. I still don't understand.
I now control the gateway to the Eight Kingdoms. I honestly didn't think I could take Havenfell this easily. Now, nothing will stop my armies, and no one will be able to send word south of the coming.
Mother.
Hush now. Get some rest. Be in bliss before your inevitable death. I love you.
Mother.
What?
It's only me, my son.
Ah, Mother. What is it you want?
Your little princess. Just how is it all going with her?
It's like she's never seen a cock before. Did none of the pathetic farmer boys in Havenfell make any moves on her?
Have you seen her father?
I'm not afraid of him.
You may be.
What does that mean?
Listen, my son. I don't believe that Selena is a virgin.
Now what makes you think that, mother?
Talk to her, Edgar. And you'll find the truth.
If I find out she's fucking someone behind my back, the goddesses will not save her from my wrath.
She must be taught a lesson. Lying to a prince is a grievous crime.
Thank you, mother. I will deal with this.
Oh, my son. I do love you, but I do this for the good of the Eight Kingdoms.
What have I done? I've committed no crime.
You plead innocence, Vera.
You? What have you done? Where are my clothes?
What have I done? You're the adulteress, the one unfaithful to her husband.
It's none of your concern or business.
Lord Knight is a great man. To see him reduced to this pains me. His own wife fucking his bastard son. And now, the vile queen uses him for her own twisted purposes.
Then punish her.
If only I could. Oh, what pleasure it would be to cut into royalty's skin, to make her bleed, to watch the life fade painfully from her agonized eyes. Oh, and a Blackmoor, no less.
I'm sorry for what was done to you back in your homeland, but you're sick. Insanity has taken you.
My mind is clear, as is your punishment.
Cut me all you want. Willard will find me and you will not enjoy his reaction.
Cut? I like to turn the guilty's passion against them. You loved to fuck. Thus, I will make you feel such intense pleasure that you'll hate the idea of a man's cock. I will make you orgasm again and again and again until your eyes roll into the back of your head and never return.
Sounds like a dream.
Let me assure you that it will soon turn to a nightmare. One you'll never wake from. Such a warm cunt. I wonder how many men have used this for their pleasure.
That envy, eunuch?
You think you're in a position to taunt me?
You said you were going to pleasure me until my eyes roll into the back of my head. Well?
How have you lived for this long, woman? Goddess, so wet. You disgust me, foul woman.
Yes, fuck. Your fingers are so skilled at that. How did you get so... God.
Plenty of adulterous fools in this rotten city.
Oh, goddess. Oh, I don't think Willard was ever this good with his fingers.
I know just the right spots.
Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Imagine me hitting this spot right here, over and over. Wouldn't that simply break you?
Oh, I can't. Oh, I can take it.
Then maybe two hands. One inside hitting that sweet spot, and the other on your slutty little clit.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
You to spread your legs for any man that shows an interest.
No. Oh, stop. Oh, please, no. Stop.
Never will I stop.
Oh, no.
These dungeon floors will be soaked in your foul pussy juices. Oh. Now come.
Oh, never come for you. Oh, no, please. Oh, ah. Oh.
That's it. Yes. Cover my hands in your wetness. Feel it drip between my fingers and down your thighs.
No. 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 Oh, no. Oh, please, I can't. Please stop. Please stop. Oh, please stop.
I told you, woman, I'm never going to stop. Now, come again.
Enter.
Ah, there you are, my lady. And just how are you this morn?
Oh, me? I'm fine.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you'd care to reveal to me?
No, my prince.
I'm not going to ask you again, Selina. It would be a shame to see this pretty face beaten.
It wasn't my fault.
What wasn't your fault?
Your father, the king, he came in last night. He was drunk. He thought I was your mother. He took my virginity.
You let him do that to you? After you were promised to me?
How could I stop him? He's huge. I couldn't fight him off.
You whore. I knew you were.
No, my prince. I would never.
Quiet. I should kill him. Men always loved whoring. He's no true king. I should take the throne from him.
Don't hurt him. Please, Edgar. It would cause chaos in Valinduke.
You speak out of line, girl. It's no way to speak to a king.
I'm sorry.
You know, my father may have taken the virginity of your cunt, but I can still take your anal virginity.
Wait, what?
Did I teach you nothing? You're supposed to be a good slut for your prince. No, wait, you're king.
No, not there, please.
I will be king, girl. That will either be a very good thing for you, if you obey me, or the last of your life will be like the full force of the white death coming down upon you.
Yes, my king.
Good girl. However, since you are a cock-loving whore, I shall treat you as such. Now beg me.
Please, my king.
Yes, girl. Beg me to fuck you in the ass.
Please, my king. Fuck my my virgin asshole.
As you wish, my lady slut.
Yes, please, my king. Oh, my pussy is ruined, but my ass is only for you.
Virgin asshole. So tight. Don't resist me, girl. You brought this down upon yourself.
Punish me for my insolence.
Godness. Yes. Always much better than a pussy. A pity it won't sire me any sons.
Deeper, my king, please. Oh, fuck my ass hard.
Such a good little whore.
Please.
How long did it take for my father to come inside you? Did it feel good? Did it make you come?
No. No, the man's a brute. He could never make me come.
Come for me, and I'll come for you.
Oh, come in my virgin asshole, my king, please. Yes, please.
Beg for my seat, girl.
Please, yes. Yes. I feel so full.
Now.
No, please don't kill me. I did as you asked. I was a good little slut.
I should open your throat right here. Such temptation.
Please, please, I won't betray you again.
Once is already too many. Yes. Die, girl. Die with an ass full of gum. Like the dirty whore you are. But don't worry. My father will join you soon.
I can't believe how much my belly swells.
The Dothnari seed is strong, Kasili. Especially Asal's. It is how we are chosen. We are those with the most potent loads.
If I concentrate, I can feel it growing and slowly stretching out my womb.
I simply cannot wait to watch as your sweet pussy stretches wide as you push out the egg.
Egg?
Oh, did I not mention?
The Dothnari lay eggs? Like birds or lizards?
No, of course not. But you are not Dothnari, and you have Dothnari seed inside you. And of course, there is the prophecy.
The Otherlander who shall breed with a great war chief?
It was fate that you came across the ocean to me. It was your father's destiny to be betrayed. And it was preordained that your brother drive you straight into my arms. You are mine, Kasili. And I am yours.
I love you, Zirkwi.
I want our children growing strong, so I must fertilize the egg again.
Well, I won't say no to more great Dothnari cock.
Good. Boy!
So, Zirkwi?
Would you be so kind as to make me hard?
As you wish, master.
No, no, not your hands. Your mouth.
Yes, of course.
Oh, good boy.
You don't have to command him to do it every time. I'm more than capable.
But tormenting your brother feels almost as good as fucking you.
But he loves it.
Yes. He just loves wrapping his lips around my cock. And the humiliation and the shame must be immense. Look, just look how hard it makes him.
Oh, Targus. If father could see you now.
Oh, you've been such a good boy, hasn't he, Cassini? Why don't you reward him?
Oh?
Yes. I'll take off his cock cage and show him how cock sucking is really done.
You should feel honored, brother. Rarely does the sow show such kindness to slaves. Goddess, I've never seen you inflate so quick.
Show him what true pleasure feels like. Yes. Oh my God, yes. Yes. Good boy. I bet you just love to come. Then allow me.
Really, Zerkli? You'd suck his cock?
He deserves it. Stand up, boy. Cassili, hold his arms behind his back and don't let go.
What are you...
Quiet. That is, if you still want me to suck your cock.
Forgive me, master.
Now beg for my lips.
Please, Salzuki. Please suck my pathetic little boy cock.
You're getting good at this, boy.
How does it feel, brother? The most powerful war chief in all of Esther sucking your cock?
Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. I can't hold it.
Then come.
Oh, no. Don't stop. Please.
Did you really think I'd let you come in my mouth? No, you don't deserve a proper orgasm. And now look, you're spraying your Outlander seed all over my face and chest.
Forgive me.
Clean it up, boy, with your tongue.
Yes.
I stink of male seed. Boy, prepare a bath.
Yes, master.
Oh, what agony you inflict upon him.
Do you feel pity for him?
I know I shouldn't, but at the same time, I feel such delight at seeing him suffer.
He deserves it for what he did to you.
I know.
Now let me get cleaned up. And then I shall do as I promised.